This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m., and I'm pissed off to start. This is B. Mitch and Finley. Language freaking matters. I just saw this Commander's Insider headline, Landini. I don't want to take shots at anybody. I did a Facebook Live last night, and somebody asked about Brian Robinson, and I said, it's really easy to be dismissive of Robinson, but there's no way you can automatically assume he won't be RB1 when they were really good for a while. And then injuries started to pile up and things went sideways. And I in no way was dismissive of B-Rob. And the headline says, Commander's Insider doesn't believe Brian Robinson will be starting running back in 2025. How the hell do you land on that? And then the dude that writes it goes on to say, Finley didn't criticize Robinson. He defended him. Like, what are you talking about?
Hey, I keep telling you, the headlines and the little blips, little blurbs that come out, and then you read the story and they don't match. And you guys get pissed off at that all the time at Comcast.
Yeah, dude. And this is such junk. This is junk. That's not what I said. And I start here I literally saw that as the show was starting. So apologies to everybody. That is not what I said. Anyway.
Let's go get the guy. Hands on him.
I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to be polite and try to see if I can find him and send him a note. I don't know how nice the note's going to be, but at least it'll be direct.
Hey, idiot. You got to write what I said, not what you think I said.
It's not what I said, dude. But I started this that I wanted to talk about language mattering because this morning on Instagram and Twitter, I see like a million posts of Cooper Kupp, of Washington's interest in Cooper Kupp. Uh-huh. And it was because of, I believe, and maybe you guys could track down the exact, I'd love to hear the exact quote because everything I have seen is more akin to kind of what happened to me with this Brian Robinson thing, which is not what I said. Where folks are, Jeremy Fowler is a, you know, ESPN national NFL coverage guy. Like, Fowler knows what he's saying. And he talked about Kupp. And basically what he did is he talked about Cooper Kupp and said the Rams would really like to get something back for him.
Yeah.
And it'll help their salary cap. And so he talked about that, right?
Huh?
The Rams would like to get something back for Kupp. Then there's a period. Then he talked about there are teams out there that could use another receiver.
Uh-huh.
And he listed the Patriots, Washington, and Pittsburgh.
Okay. Those
are teams that need another receiver.
Yeah.
But there is no direct correlation from one to the other. Like, it's a Venn diagram with no middle. He's not saying that Washington is trading for him, but people just go from, okay, this dude talked about Kupp And he talked about Washington in the same television hit.
Well, you know what
therefore,
it is,
Therefore, Washington's in the market.
People want those type of stories out there because there's no football right now.
Bro, I get what the content game is. I understand the content game. I'm from these content streets. But, like, you can't just make stuff up, man. At the same time, like,
they do it.
1 + 1 does not equal 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, the extrapolation from what is said to what becomes a headline or is aggregated is not necessarily
people
correct
don't write
or fair.
What is said. People write what they want it to say. That has happened all the time. And that's why I don't like most of the content game. I mean, it's there, but I don't like most of it because it's a lot of BS, straight up. Because you say stuff and they don't expect people to remember it. And tomorrow they'll say something totally against it. You know what I'm saying? And people don't catch it. But this little, I think the person that writes the story needs to be the one writing the headline. But that's not how it works. There's a headline guy and a guy writes stories. And they don't match up too many times. And that would piss me off consistently.
Yeah. I'm sending this fella a note right now. Can you change it or let me know your thought process?
Mm-hmm. Because if you supported a person, then that doesn't mean that if you defended him, doesn't mean that you're saying he's not going
to
be a star.
Here's what I said. Somebody asked me, do you think they have to upgrade at running back? And I said, you know, I think it became really easy as the season went on to start dunking on the running back situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think the first half of the year, they were killing it when those guys were healthy, when you had Eckler and B-Rob killing it. And I think, do I think they'll add at the running back position? Probably.
Yeah.
We'd have to double check, but C-Rod and I doubt McNichols has multiple years on that deal. Even Eckler's guarantees aren't all that significant.
Mm-hmm.
So do I think they're going to add at the running back position? Yes, but I think it's become overly discussed that B-Rob can't get it done because if you go back and look at like the game logs, B-Rob was crushing it early in the season.
Yeah.
And then what happened is we saw all of a sudden Jaden gets the rib injury and that impacts their ability to run because Jaden's not running like he was.
Yep.
Then the offensive line starts to get beat up and that impacts your ability to run. Then
B-Rob, that probably impacted it more.
Yo, B-Rob was hurt. He missed time.
Yeah.
So like I just think it's people get in such a hurry to, like, this time of year, it's all about who you're going to sign, who you're going to sign, who you're going to replace, who you're going to replace, how do you get better. They have damn near 30 free agents they have to replace.
Yeah.
Like, they got a lot they have to do. And I just think it's, like, if you look at the start of the season, Robinson had 200-yard games in the first four, was racking up touchdowns at a crazy rate. Like, he was quite good. And when they were really good at running the ball, it was Robinson driving the bus.
Yes.
I am not suggesting that you don't try to improve, but I think specifically trying to single him out as, like, the problem is overly simplistic mm-hmm. and inaccurate.
People, What happened in that situation? You said something, so they put words in your mouth so they don't have to say it.
Right.
See what I'm saying? You said something. You didn't say what the person wrote, but you said something, and instead of that person saying what they truly believe, they say, well, the insider said this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It happens all the time, man.
So I'm going to give credit to this dude. He immediately responded to me, says he can change the headline. I don't want to misrepresent you. I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Because here's the other thing I know, and this sucks. Like, I have personal relationships with a lot of these players and their representatives.
Yep.
And then they see the stuff on social media, and they get mad. Like, that may or may not have happened with the tweet we sent out. And it wasn't, I didn't send it out, but my name's on the B. Mitchell Finley account. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a lot of moving parts in this content game.
It works. It goes, baby.
I think you'll appreciate this from Travis, B. Travis Wigfall said, at JP, I love the passion, bro, but like B. Mitch said, stop letting that stuff get to you.
but this year, you got to get this correct, though.
Yeah.
Because the thing that I know a lot of times people are like, well, why do you need to ask this question? you have to be respectful in this game. You know what I'm saying? In the whole media thing, you can't just go out there and do what a fan or somebody else think you should do. You know?
Well,
and players understand you telling the truth. But if somebody misrepresents what you said, then that can piss somebody off.
Totally.
And they're not going to be mad at the person that wrote the story. They're going to be mad at the person that they said.
They don't know who wrote the story. Yeah. They see the headline and see the name in there.
There you go.
And it happens, and the content game's a dirty game, man, and we all live in it and operate. But I don't know. I didn't expect that to I was happy. I was ready. I was fully prepared for this Cooper Cup discussion I wanted to have. That threw me for a curveball. This is the earliest the four of us have ever gotten here, and I didn't notice that until 10 seconds before we go on air. But it's an interesting world, B. I think the Cup thing is a perfect example where, dude, of course L.A. wants compensation for Cup.
Yeah.
What do I always say? I also want a Range Rover. What do I drive? A 4Runner. I love my 4Runner, but sure, I want a Range, right?
Like, yeah, hey.
Of course the Rams want compensation for Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp's been a really good player before, but what's going to crush them is if they can't trade him, then they get smoked on the cap. So maybe they'll take like a seventh just to not get smoked on the cap. It basically becomes a salary dump.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It gets interesting. Cooper Kupp, when he's healthy, is an absolute stud. The last season he played 17 games or 16 games, he went for almost 2 G's.
Yeah.
When they won the Super Bowl in 2021, he had 145 catches for 1,947 yards and 16 touchdowns. Everybody talked about Ja'Marr Chase winning the receiver triple crown. Mm-hmm. Most catches, most yards, most touchdowns. Like it was some unheard of thing.
It happened just a year or so prior.
Kupp did it 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. He's an absolute stud, but the injuries have really limited him.
Yeah, they have.
He hasn't played more than 12 games in the last 3 years.
Totally.
So, and dude, he's still highly productive. I mean, last year, the YPCs started to dip. He kind of became more of a possession guy, and Puka kind of became more of their big play guy. But I think, of course, the Rams are telling anybody that'll listen, we need a pick for Kupp.
Yeah.
He's a player.
100%.
It doesn't mean they're going to get it. And yes, Washington, you'd like to supplement the receiver room. 100%. As of now, you only have two under contract. They're going to add others. They're going to draft somebody. Like, what? Death and taxes are the only two things guaranteed in life, right, mm-hmm. B?
Yeah.
I will guarantee one more thing. By week one, whether that's in Brazil, Philadelphia, Kansas City, or freaking Landover, Washington will have more than two receivers on their roster.
They damn sure will.
Like,
that's going to definitely happen.
I don't know, man. Get me all riled up, man. I'm excited for a lot of things this evening. Four Nations has been awesome, and tonight is the finals, U.S. versus Canada. Did you watch any of the last – I think I might have called you Saturday night because there were all those fights in the first 10 seconds.
I told you I didn't see it live. I just went back and looked at some of the stuff, but I love that.
It was awesome.
You know, the fighting is entertaining, and it makes you tune in.
I want to.
Will there be any fights in this one? Everybody says the finals, but that doesn't make a difference.
I don't know. I want
somebody to lay hands on somebody.
I'm going to preemptively say something. I do not advocate booing anyone's national anthem. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But Canada, Montreal the other night, they booed the hell out of the U.S. national anthem.
Uh-huh.
So should people in Boston tonight, where they're playing back on the south side of the border,
uh-huh,
should O Canada get booed? I'm okay with it. And I think it's okay for this to be like a fun hockey rivalry thing. I recognize there's a lot more going on in the world, but like, we can just keep this to hockey and let it be fun.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
that's what I want to see tonight. I'm fired up. Joe Beninati is going to join us at 11 to talk about the Four Nations tonight. It's weird. I haven't heard Joe B's voice in like 2 weeks because the Caps have been off. Mm-hmm. I miss that silky tone. Pat Leonard's going to join us at noon. We got Bleep You this afternoon. Rosenberg at 1:30. Lot going on in the NFL world. You had a dinner with some NFL people last night.
Yeah, the people that do the content.
Yeah. But I thought more than Tana and Fred and everybody.
Yeah,
there.
Tana, Fred.
Logan, probably.
Logan, London.
What does
all of the people behind the scenes? Yoakum, Maddie.
Right.
Kayla, Anna. Oh, don't forget.
That's all right.
Michael good, Jenkins.
Good time.
Brian. Brian Colbert.
Yeah.
The whole crew. But Sean. Fred was killing Sean.
About
everything.
He told me I can guess
played,
one thing.
He played D tackle. He told me because the room had like the lights real down low, and he told me he couldn't see him. Fred was destroyed. Fred is an ass. That's what he is. It was cool, though. Good dinner at DC Prime.
DC Prime's always hitting.
Oh, man.
Well, a dude like Logan that is so buttoned up and
don't drink.
So health conscious. What does he order at DC Prime?
Oh, he ordered steak.
A
now.
Big
he,
old steak?
He'll eat steak.
Yeah. What are, like, his side dishes? Like, unrefined steak. Green beans
he
or
probably,
something?
He probably ate the asparagus, I would think.
Yeah, some it might be, like, sprouts. Butter or Parmesan. Yeah,
he'll eat that type of stuff. Okay. He won't. And he'll get him some water.
How late does he stay as night progresses?
He is quicker than you. At least you indulge and then try to sneak out. Logan just out.
I will indulge and then sneak out and try to get one for the road, for the Uber.
Because like, when I got ready to go, I think I ended up standing by the bar talking to somebody for the longest.
I have seen you get ready to go and then just talk to somebody for a half hour. The single hardest job in media is getting Brian Mitchell out of a Redskins hotel lobby.
Hey,
people don't want to
talk, man. So I talk. I don't worry about it.
All right. So tonight I got a fun event. I'm going out to Annapolis tonight for the Annapolis Touchdown Club annual dinner. Coach Locks is going to be there. I want to be clear. This is Pete Medhurst's event. Obviously, Pete can't be there, so I'm just trying to step in and have some fun. We're going to honor Pete tonight, as should be done. But I'm excited for it. Brian Newberry is the Naval Academy football coach. He's going to be there tonight. It should be a really fun time. I am emceeing this thing, and the program looks like it's going to go to like 8:30 or so is my guess. John Riggins is the headliner. It's going to be dope to talk to Riggo. They set me up with a car because it's Annapolis, kind of far, whatever, right? Which is very nice of them. And shout out to Driven is the company. They have the car scheduled to bring me home, I think, at 10:30. You think I'm making it to 10:30 before I'm in that car headed home?
Depending on how long the actual thing goes. You forgot you're the MC.
I think the thing's over by like 8:30-ish. And then it's just kind of hanging and, drinking and having dinner.
Well, you know, you're going to have some certain people you got to at least shake hands with certain. You're not going to be there till 10:30, though. No, there's no
10:30 chance. Sounds late, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't sound late. It sounds late for you. JP got to be home and tucked in by 10:30 and eat like little burgers. And cheese pizza. What does he sound like to y'all? A kid.
Yo, I stayed up late last night watching SEC Hoops. Did you watch any of that?
What was the latest?
I think I went to bed at like 11:20.
I didn't watch none of the game. I told you where I was hanging.
Yeah. You might have been out later than me.
I think I saw nothing but Pinot Noir. That's all I saw.
When you called me at like, I had just gotten off, I did all the years. Say I was done around 9, I think I talked to you. That sounded like there might have been a little bit of brown.
Well, somebody asked me. No, I had no brown. I had nothing but red wine.
Okay.
So the guy was like, man, was JP? I said, no, he got to do his show All Ears. And that dude said, man, you cracking on his ears? I said, that's the name of his damn show, All Ears.
what was funny is one of the dudes at NBC last night, shout out to my guy Dave, he like, when we were like walking to do our pre-show meeting, he's like, John Leahy's in the lobby. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you're always talking about your buddy John Leahy. He's here. And I was like, are you serious? He's like, nah, man, I just wanted to tell you I listened to the radio show. So shout out to Dave and shout out to our guy, John Leahy. Seriously, if you're thinking about real estate in the D.C. area, seems like a weird time. A lot of questions, a lot of fake information going around on social media. Talk to Leahy.
Just like George and Sylvia did. They had recently retired, and thanks to that, They were able to relocate to Florida so they could be closer to their daughter and their grandchildren, like I would like to be. But all didn't go according to plan. Why? Because they initially tried to sell their Temple Hills property on their own, and the given fact that they needed to sell their home quickly and at a certain price to be able to afford their new place in Florida. Sylvia and George quickly discovered they needed an expert, and that expert was John Leahy. That's where John Leahy and the Fine Living Group stood in, came in to save the day. Needless to say, they worked their magic, getting the property sold in only 3 weeks with a cash offer of $15,000 over the asking price. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what the home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Life definitely happens, man. And B, you're so right. Like, John is not trying to lock you into anything. If anything, John is trying to make things easier for you. The reality is sometimes you got to make real estate decisions, and it's a stressful situation. That's why you need to talk to John Leahy. He and his crew are the best in the business. So whether you're dealing with divorce, a death in the family, long-term care, foreclosures, any of that stuff, John and the Fine Living Group have the options and, more importantly, the strategies that will take care of you and your family, but also get things done ASAP. Just speed the process up, get you the most cash, and most importantly, the least stress, man. I would call John. B would call John. You should call John. 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing. Song's hitting. Somewhere Danny Ruye is cursing me out for letting the music play too long. But when you play a banger, Lambo, what
like
are you supposed
music.
To do? Did you see, I saw Danny posted on Instagram, he did another commercial with Barkley. I'm excited to watch those. Yeah, that is such a cool, like little wrinkle of time.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of wrinkles of time, I just noticed this. RG3 just responded to Elon Musk to invite him onto his podcast. So we got that going for us. I want to say I appreciate the article and the author. I'm not naming names because I don't want it to be a thing, but. They updated that headline. Shout out
there
to
you go.
The folks involved. Thank you Way very to go. Much. We are going to have a busy day. I think there is a lot going on with Washington. It's funny. We were just talking to Valdez because I guess people were mad at him this morning. He said something on the Junks that he's not expecting this huge spending spree to happen for the Commanders. And I say this as I got Commander Heff sending me something that about the Chargers. This is one I actually believe. If you just look at the Chargers salary cap situation and Joey, which Bosa is on the Chargers? Joey, right? Nick's on the Niners.
Yeah, I think it's Joey, yeah.
Joey Bosa's production has, I don't know that I want to say waned.
Declined. So.
Yeah, like especially he's never been as good as Nick has been. Bosa's been good, and certainly don't get me wrong, but it's never been like the dominant 18, 19 kind of sack season.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't had more than 6.5 sacks in the last 3 years. And Bosa's contract is pretty significant. Like, some of this is just math, Landfill. Joey Bosa currently has no guaranteed money on his deal and a $36 million cap number.
Yeah.
If you release Joey Bosa, you save $25 million against the cap. If you do it as a pre-June 1, if you do it as a post-June 1, the numbers don't change. So you're talking about significant savings.
That could be something that's going to happen.
That's one that actually makes sense. And then you think about that team with Khalil Mack coming off the books probably too. It gets to be pretty damn interesting.
They get a lot of money with those two moving.
Now, Bosa's a guy that folks are going to be interested in. Certainly great player at Ohio State. He turns 30 this summer, so you're talking similar age to Myles Garrett, never the production of Garrett. Bosa's a good player, and if you somehow kind of get into he might be available. I don't think he's ever going to be cheap, but what if he needs a one-year prove-it deal? And you got to guarantee him some money, but that actually gets interesting to me. And
I want to know why he only had 6.5 sacks the last 3 years, so I'll figure that out.
He's had 13.5 the last three. I'm saying 6.5 is the most he's had any of the last 3 years.
Okay. I'm saying 6.5 sacks, I guess, per year, basically you're saying. Why is he only getting 6.5 sacks? Because
14 in
to
the
be
last
having
three years.
$37 million on his cap.
Well, I can tell you why. Injuries. He hasn't all been right. playing. This
How many
past
games
year,
he missed?
So in... So his last full season was 21, and he had 10.5 sacks.
Okay.
22, he gets hurt, only plays 4 games. 23, he's still coming back from the injury, plays in 9, only starts 5, does show some more of the explosiveness. This past year, he played in 14 games, started 9 of them, 5 sacks. Not now, maybe things shifted, Harbaugh took over. I don't know the specifics, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's something we can look more into. I can text with my boy Chris out in L.A. that really knows the Chargers well. That, to me, is something that's interesting, though far from certainty.
Uh-huh.
It does sure seem like he's going to get released, just looking at the numbers. He went to St. Thomas Aquinas down in Fort Lauderdale. Shout out to Matt Ritz. But kind of this, every name player that gets released or gets talk of release, folks are wondering if Washington's going to make a run at them. And I do think we need to remember a few things.
They're not signing everybody.
to start with,
they're not going to sign everybody. And please, let's stop thinking like things used to be. When everybody became free, we always talked about them coming here. We have to figure out, are they going to fit this system? Are they the type of guy you want in this system? And does the coach want these guys? You know, it's just like everybody that becomes a free agent, no, we should not be interested in every damn body. If you got a plan, stick with your plan. Don't just jump for everything that pops up out there, because a lot of times guys are free because they just can't play like they used to anymore. And you probably don't want them.
If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything, Lamphill. I think... Let's go back to Adam Peters' first words when he arrived in Washington. We're going to build through the draft. And I recognize Washington has a lot of money to spend, okay? If you go to Over the Cap and you click on cap space, they're third in line as far as cap space available. Now, it's worth pointing out they are significantly behind the two teams ahead of them. The Pats have $120 million in effective cap space. And the Raiders have more than 90. But what the Pats and the Raiders are also going to have are new coaches. In New England, they probably have the quarterback position settled, or at least they believe they do, and they're going to try to add around him.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas, that whole thing's a mess. They might have to add a quarterback to that, which takes up a big old chunk of that effective cap space.
Mm-hmm.
But in Washington, just keep in mind how many players they have to make decisions on.
Yeah.
They have like 28 potential free agents between now and March 12th. 28 players, dude.
Yeah.
That is a ton.
And some of them, they're going to sign back.
Right. So of that cap space, like, just keep in mind, if you people will call in and tell us which guys, De'Ami Brown, Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, Jeremy Chinn, whoever it is you want them to bring back definitively, that eats into that money. So it's not going to be, oh my gosh, you know, a sailor just got out of port with $100 in his pocket and there's a casino. Like it's not going to be like that. And I think folks just got to be kind of cognizant of that.
Be patient.
Don't
jump at everyone that becomes free.
It doesn't
and
mean
just because they're free, Washington may not be interested in some of them.
Totally. And I think they really want to build through the draft. Also, if you look at the draft capital Washington's put together, 3 picks in the top 80, which has real value, 29, 61, 79. 79 is the one they got from the Dolphins. But they only have 7 picks, and 3 of those are 200 and after.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. They're going to move a lot around. I think we all know that's coming. But if you really want to build through the draft, those first 3-round picks are going to be vital for them to hit on. We talked about how Philly is built and how they have sustained is through the draft. If you ask Peters if he's made a big splash yet, I think he'd probably say the Lattimore trade was it because they had to give up draft capital to get Lattimore. They believe they have a true star, you know, CB1 in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets healthy and gets familiar with everything, that's going to impact them significantly.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to try to put that Lattimore piece in your brain talking about this year. Everybody, I want to give Russell credit. Now, Ahmed's bringing lunch in, so I bet we'll actually see Russell today. Something tells me he'll pop up.
Since you said that just now, he's definitely coming in.
Russell has been very correct on this, that a lot of fans are very excited about the potential receivers available in free agency. One, I'm not so sure that these guys are even going to get to free agency. Higgins looks like he's going to get tagged. Godwin might get tagged.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean there aren't other receivers. I think you're shopping in a different tier anyway. And I think a guy like Christian Kirk, a guy like Darius Slayton, Nick Westbrook, Akine, like I think those guys will be interesting. They got to get a deal done with Terry. And I think what Terry has proven to be for this team, what Terry has proven to be as a wideout for Jaden, like getting McLaurin's deal done is...
An extension can make his number lower
totally.
This year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you probably don't want to go into next year. If you get an extension done now, you're paying him at... He's not taking a huge discount, but you're paying him at current receiver prices. And you're giving him an extension, so you get the current year left on this deal at 25.
Mm-hmm.
Receivers are now making 35, 40.
Yeah.
I mean, when Chase eventually signs,
it'll
be
close to 40, yeah.
So if you just, what they look at is average annual value. So if you're able to get an extension, say you add two more years, you guarantee this year, you guarantee next year, and you got to guarantee 60, 58, That's $58 million guaranteed in Terry's account. He just got married. Like, he'll take that.
He'll take that, yeah.
And you're locking this in at less prices.
Remember Chase asked for one penny more than Jefferson?
Yeah.
And they didn't bite on that. They're going to regret that when that number hits. Believe me.
That organization has proven to be the joke we all believe they were.
They are.
The way they've handled it.
They are.
Yeah. Or have been. That's the Bengals.
Yeah.
Washington, in 1 year with Peters at the helm, looks like a very different organization than we're used to seeing, and I think they will get the right moves done. Terry, you got time on. That's not something that has to happen by March 12th, but just keep that in mind with all the crazy wide receiver conversation. All the people that keep telling me on Facebook they want to trade for Tyreek. Like,
they want everybody that they think is going to be free.
Right.
You got to get to the point where you stop being like that.
Joe B. joins the program at 11.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. College basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $150, 50 extra bucks to bet on everything from conference clashes to tournament upsets and even who's cutting down the nets. Listen, will Auburn be the team to take it all this year? I think White Brian would definitely want that to happen. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/Brian and get in on the college hoops action before March takes over. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. First online real money wage only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fan. Wanted to wish Marcus Edelin a happy birthday. Marcus chimed in on the chat, said what's up. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Marcus. I'd also like to point out that my last name is spelled with an A, Marcus. Where have the Bryans gone? We're missing both B-Mitch and White Brian.
They were talking about fighting earlier in the commercial break, so I feel like that might have happened.
Who you got in that one?
I would take B-Mitch. Even though he's way, way older, he was a professional athlete.
I would take B-Mitch also in the fight against White Brian. What's really remarkable, though, is because White Brian isn't back, I just wish the dude from the chat a happy birthday, but I don't think we're up on the chat because that's White Brian's job, and him and B. Mitch are fighting.
That's hilarious.
Now we're back. Shout out to Jeff putting it up, and B's chair was just empty. That was like Bill Belichick at the draft, the COVID draft. I wanted to quickly hit on this thing about I love this. This is another one. I got a headline for you, B. It says Redskins legend thinks Bobby Wagner should be a top priority.
That was me?
It was you. People really? Are listening, B.
That was it, Bob?
Yeah. We were talking about...
I said it should be a priority. I didn't say the top priority, but, you know, it's all good. I don't care.
So the difference is you provided... The difference in real life versus black and white pixelation of words is just context. It's just context. Now, this is not... I don't think this is something that they're misrepresenting anything. It says, Mitchell, Commander should make Wagner top priority free agent. Your answer was, I asked you, Wagner, Ertz, Chin. You said, I'm trying to bring back all three. But if I had to choose one, Bobby might be one of those three. Having a glue guy in your room, a veteran who can still play at that level, that does more for your team than you can imagine. You heard coaches say he was always prepared. So I just, like, it's just funny how things get discussed.
In other words, they should have wrote, Mitchell thinks that Wagner should be the top priority of the three people that JP named.
Among top priorities.
You know what I mean?
I think among top priorities probably.
Hey, man,
write
what you want. I don't care.
I know. Oh, dude, Bobby Portis suspended 25 games.
I just saw that. You know it ain't weed because you can smoke marijuana in NBA. You can smoke marijuana in all sports now. He must have been on something else.
Is that steroids or PEDs or is that like ecstasy? Jeff, what drugs are hot in the streets these days beyond weed?
I don't know.
I mean,
he probably was doing a little something else.
I'm not suggesting you're taking it, Jeff. You're out at night.
Jeff, we got the wrong headlines.
Yeah,
don't
yeah, wrong headlines. Just because I'm out don't mean I'm indulging in knowing what
I'm
drugs
not
are out here.
You're indulging, sir. But I bet you know.
Nah, I mean, I don't know, man.
White Brian,
he could be doing anything.
Do you know what cool drugs are now?
No idea.
That I believe.
he probably was. He listen, man. Bobby Portis is he's had some issues before.
Has he?
Yeah. So I'm thinking when I saw it, I go, okay, he wasn't smoking weed. So what the hell was it?
That's what I want to know. All right.
The story is this: Sham, what's his name?
Sharanya. Yeah, Shams.
But he basically. It's one paragraph to send it. He's saying more to come. So I'm waiting to see what it
Portis's was. Portis' agent, Mark Bartlestein, hope I'm saying that right.
Released, I think it's Bartlestein.
Bartlestein. Released it. I never know when to go Steen or Stein because it doesn't seem
depending
to be
depending on what one the way that they want to say
right,
it.
Like a uniform rule with that. So the agent released a statement claiming that the violation was essentially a mix-up. You ready for this, B?
All right.
Portis thought he was taking a pain medication called Toradol, which you and I are familiar with, vitamin T, but instead took a pain medication called Tramadol, which is not approved. I mean,
You get a Toradol shot, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So he went and got his own Toradol?
Here's my thing.
I just say, hey, man, let the team administer whatever you need to get, and then you don't have to worry about it.
So one of them is an opioid. Tramadol apparently is like these oxys and all this stuff. Like, I don't think it's as strong as hydrocodone, but it's still in the opioid world. I think Toradol is something else.
Toradol is
like
pain too.
It's like a numbing agent, though, more, right?
It's a horse. It's like a horse drug. They have to say use it on horses. I guess they call athletes horses all the time. That's why they use it on them.
I don't know, man. The opioid stuff freaks me out. I hope I hope Bobby's okay. That's a seems like a hell of a mix-up. Toradol versus Tramadol. I guess on the surface you kind of hear it.
If I go up and
but
say,
Toradol's "Give
me
Toradol,"
if I say, "Give me Toradol," they also have pills.
Okay.
And if I say, "Give me Toradol," you're not the person is not going to bring me Tramadol.
Right. Like Toradol is like you basically get a shot of Toradol to numb something up so you can go play through it.
Well, it just you don't feel nothing.
Right.
I've seen people limp in and jog out, brother.
Right, but it's not. One, it's not in the opioid family. I don't even think it's a narcotic or whatever. I'm not a doctor with any of this stuff, but it's more anti-inflammatory than pain-killing. Yeah. So it's a heck of a mix-up. We're going to go from painkillers to hockey. They might need some this evening. I can't wait to watch this game. Joe Beninati, King of the Caps, joins us next to preview U.S.-Canada.